9703, Peter P. Demiri, Demira, South, Demiri, guy I should.
Demiri.
Demiri, thank you, mister. What's that guy's name? Southeast of Route 26, 90 feet west of Route 17, a special use exception for a billboard and a variance from the setback requirements. They're asking for a 270 foot variance from the 300 foot from a dwelling and 230 feet from the 300 feet from a dwelling on the other side, and 40 foot variance from the 50 foot side yard requirement. Are you here, sir? Step up here. State your full name and address.
Peter P. Demiri II.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
What's your address?
1 Demiri Drive, Ocean View, Delaware.
Good evening, sir.
Hi. I think you have most of the information I requested. We'd like to put a company billboard on a piece of property between Hawkers and the little car wash back there. Property's 90 feet, it's zoned business, and that's our request. We'd stay within the guidelines of billboards for the county. Do it according to all county specs. Be just for our company.
Is your company?
Demiri Real Estate.
Does business on this parcel?
No, no. But we do business in that area. We're trying to seek a little better advertisement in a competitive market.
Did you say it's on the same property as the car wash?
No, it's adjacent, it's behind it, back. Yeah, the car wash is behind it. It's a very commercial area. Billboards, couple down the road quite a bit, but it's not out of character for that area at all.
The billboard will be, if I'm looking at this correctly, 30 feet from the road or the property line?
Approximately.
You're going to be 30 feet from a commercial property, which is Mr. Hawkers, is that correct? But then, in the ordinance is to be, you should be 300 feet from a commercial property between the signs, is that correct?
Property's not that big.
No.
It's a small piece.
It doesn't meet the ordinance on that respect, on your first request, second request.
The survey provided, it shows a dwelling. Is that a dwelling of residential use?
Yes.
Although the property is zoned commercial?
Correct.
But I'm a little confused because there are two car washes mine go down that way. One is on the east side of 17.
Correct.
The other is on the west side of 17.
Well, it's probably more in the parking lot of the Hawker store. And then the other one's next to the new Creative Concepts.
So your application is the one in the parking lot next to Hawkers?
Mm-hmm.
Directions on the application are wrong then because it says west of Route 17. So I was a little confused exactly where it was.
Be east of 17.
Be east of 17.
Be east.
Yeah, you got west as west.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That's correct.
How was it advertised?
West of Route 17.
It was advertised as west of Route 17.
It needs to be properly advertised.
Is that correct?
Correct. Okay.
Properly advertised then, number one. Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I was down there to look at that site and also talk to Mr. Demiri. Most of those signs down there are non-conforming, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Most of all of them are.
I was going to say that most of them that I know of are non-conforming signs. They've been there for years.
Mm-hmm, yes, that is correct.
That's for the board's information.
Meet all height requirements?
I would follow every requirement. Yes, sir.
And two double-sided or single-sided?
Double-sided.
How many square feet on each side? What size?
Would be less than three. Maximum would be 300.
Right. Okay.
Maximum. So divide that up. Yes. Be very tasteful.
What type of structure? Monopole?
We haven't gotten that far, but we would follow all the rules. I think there's some new rules out there now for them, so they would.
To my knowledge, there's not any specific ordinance or rule, but what we have been approving in the past is monopole. Would you have any problem doing
that? Any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burke?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Miller?
None other than, do we need to re-advertise?
I don't think so. Even though it was advertised.
It's really not a significant error. Somebody could pick up the tax map and find the parcel. It's easy to see why that was.
It's actually wrong on the tax map also.
Also wrong on that.
The wrong parcel?
Is the parcel number 332?
Is that your parcel number? That's my next question.
No, I guess that's correct.
I have it. That's 332. I have a copy of it here. That is correct.
Sorry.
I mean, just the direction in the ad, I don't think would be fatal to the application.
Okay, that's going to be my next question.
Still
okay. All right, then. Any other questions? Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion. Excuse me.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we take case number 9703 under advisement.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, with a second by Mr. Workman, that we take case number 9703 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion carried.
Thank you.
The case has been taken under advisement. What that means, there may be a decision made here later on this evening. You can stay if you would like, or call the office first thing in the morning.
Thank you very much for your time.
Yes, sir.